with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and ran to the tomb. They both ran, but the other ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today is probably the easiest day of the entire year to try to preach, because quite simply, the irreducible core of absolutely everything that we believe, everything we call religion, the irreducible core is that the Son of God rose from the dead to prove the permanence of the human spirit. Death has no hold over us. Death is but the door to a new and eternal day. The pain of death is not inflicted on those who walk through it. The pain of death is on you and me who remain behind and feel the pain and the loneliness and the absence. But because of this morning, that pain and that loneliness are only temporary, because the irreducible core of everything we call religion is that the Son of God rose from the dead to prove the permanence of the human spirit. Amen.